Craig, you're getting me in trouble now. Because,
how so?
Well, because we were talking about alternative meteorologists or weather folks.
Holly Strano.
And, John Laufman, who provides us with all the weather we need to know, is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, John.
Hi. I'm watching Holly. I'm not watching her anymore. That's okay.
That's where you get the information.
I had to do a little dig on you just because, you know what, Holly's a lot easier to watch than I am, and so I'll give her that. Wow, what an active night we had, huh?
Well, sure. It's like autumn out there. The trees, everything on the leaves of the trees and all the branches everywhere. That must have been quite a wind yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we had 60-plus mile-an-hour winds regularly, knocking down, as Craig pointed out in the newscast, power lines and trees and branches and things across the roadway, including some high water. There were some roads closed, and I know the law enforcement was out issuing tickets for folks who were trying to drive through places that said road closed due to high water. We had locally heavy downpours. This thing just whacked us pretty hard last night. What happened was a front that was coming across, imagine a line drawn from west to east across the state of Ohio. That's the frontal boundary. We were on the warm side of it yesterday, obviously, flirting with 90 degrees. And in fact, in Elyria, we got up to 92 at the thermometer there. And then that front just dipped south. And now we're on the cool side of it. And Craig just pointed out our temperature will be only in the 70s today. We'll be flirting with 80. And as the front came through, that was the trigger for all the moisture and all the heat in the air to kick off the showers and thunderstorms and those high winds and the folks who are out of power this morning and people who have sump pumps that didn't function well and are now in flooded basements. It was quite a summer or late spring storm.
John, the way the winds whipped up and the rain came down, I thought for a moment maybe a tornado, but apparently not. But I know you are going to be talking about the 1924 tornado that struck Lorain just a couple days.
Yeah, I'm heading over to talk about that. The Historical Society and the folks at the State and Palace Theaters asked me to chat about that incredible storm, which of 88 counties in Ohio still holds the record for taking more lives than any other tornado that has come through the state of Ohio. It was a doozy. Started out in Sandusky. Took the number of people who lost their lives varies from account to account. But across the region, as high as 93 lives lost. And in Lorain itself, anywhere between 78 and 83 lives lost. That was quite a storm. The barometer just abruptly dropped. It was accompanied by a waterspout as well, out on Lake Erie, and so ships were trying to get in between the two as the tornado headed toward them. The lesser of two evils was the waterspout. It was quite a storm, and people are still talking about it. The pictures are incredible. Fortunately, photography was pretty active in 1924, and as a result, the shots of the damage that was done from that tornado are just incredible. It's going to be a fun presentation.
John, I know you're on the move this morning, don't want to hold you up, but when can we dial up Channel 19 and see you back here on the morning? Because I want Bruce to be watching the man, not the woman.
It may be a while. I'm doing weekends these days, but fortunately, I get to be with you guys in the morning, every morning, Monday through Friday, so that is the highlight of my meteorological career.
I feel sorry for you, John. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much, John.
Hey, always a pleasure, guys. Take care.
Take it easy. John Laufman, meteorologist here, joining us on WEOL, and you can get his forecast throughout the morning here on AM 930.